Okay. Just welcome to the Buddhist Center today. We're usually going to begin by half an hour of meditation and followed by the talk this evening. My name's Ajahn Brahm. And before we start, can you please all switch off your mobile phones if you have one, or pagers, or anything else which makes a noise? Very good. So because we're going to be sitting meditation for 30 minutes, it's nice to be quiet. And those noises from mobile phones or beepers or watches or clocks which tell the time, the hours or whatever, that does disturb some people, because those signals are meant to disturb you. That's why they're there. So it's nice to turn them off so we're not disturbed for the sake of all other people here. And I'll be leading the meditation. Those who haven't meditated before, you don't need to be at all concerned, because I'll be leading you through the meditation period. So it's now a time to make yourself comfortable. You can sit on chairs or cushions or on the floor, wherever you can find a bit of comfort for the period of 30 minutes. And once you are comfortable, you just close your eyes. And usually, it's quite obvious if you've meditated for a while, that when you first close your eyes, it takes a minute or two before you become sensitive to your body. And it really is important to care for your body in meditation. If you can't care for your body, you'll never be able to care for your mind. So we care for the body first of all. And by that I mean we feel it, we experience it, we investigate whether there's any part of our physical posture which can be improved. For example, how are you crossing your legs? Make sure there's no tight pieces of clothing digging into your flesh. And this is a good time to fidget. We fidget in order to find the optimum position for our bodies. And posture doesn't have to be anything which you've read in a book. Sometimes people say you have to have a vertical back or your one hand on top of the other. It doesn't really matter how you have your hands on your back or the rest of your body, as long as it's comfortable. So usually in meditation we experiment, we find from our own experience what is the best posture for us. And that becomes our meditation position. And once you have adjusted your body to be in a comfortable position, then we let it go, by which I mean we leave it alone, we let it be. Instead, we focus our attention on other things, on how to calm our mind. And the first thing we do is to learn to calm our mind from the tyranny of time, by deliberately avoiding all thoughts of the future and the past, and instead allowing our focus of attention to be confined to the present moment, just now, and nothing else. So it's as if we set up two guards. One guards us from the past. It looks backwards to what's happened before. It doesn't allow anything from the past, any experience, any speech, anything, to come up and disturb the clarity and peace of the moment. Nor does it allow the mind to go rushing off into the future, planning, anticipating, or even worrying. So you put like two bouncers, two guards, two policemen on the mind, to say no to the past, to say no to the future. So for this half an hour, we can rest in the moment. And you deserve this rest. The best way we can have a good future is to care for this present moment. The more you rest, the better the future will be. So you don't need to plan or to worry. What you need to do is to rest in the present moment. Just being in the moment, being here, bringing the attention to where you are, and embracing this moment, seeing its worth and value, so you can remain in this moment with ease. and going deep in the meditation by seeing if you can calm down the inner voice, the commentary, that which gives something a name and carries on a one-sided conversation inside which only you hear. Instead of talking to yourself, we listen. We listen inside to the moment, seeing the space between the thoughts, the silence which surrounds things. We know without giving things a name, as we go into the silence of the mind. If you want to watch the breath, just to know the breath as it goes in and goes out, focusing on the sensation of breathing as an anchor for one's mindfulness. how does it feel now? Close to the end of this meditation period. How much peace is there inside? What does the peace feel like? When you recognize the value of the peace generated by meditation, the mind will incline to that peace more and more, and the peacefulness will grow and deepen, and with it comes a feeling of freedom and happiness. However, if one doesn't recognize the value of peace, then one always goes into activity, distraction. This is where we gain the insight into the value of peace, and also the path of peace, how it comes about. From contemplating our own experience of meditation. I'll now ring the gong 3 times to conclude the meditation period. Please listen to every resonance from the gong. When the last chime fades away, that's a signal to come out from the meditation. When the last ringing of the gong disappears.